Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The night sky over Israel is clear, offering a warm and pleasant evening across major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu is actively working to block an American-Iranian agreement. This comes in just under 3 hours ago. Also, earlier this hour, the policy group UANA expressed concerns over the U.S.-Iran agreement, stating it cannot back the deal in its current form. Also this hour, Ynet says Israel is shocked by recent critical comments from Vance, cautioning against a deeper rift with Trump. Separately, Axios reports Vance has warned Israel not to oppose Trump on the Iran deal, stating Israel needs to reassess its priorities. And finally, from Australian Jewish News, critics argue that the U.S.-Iran deal could reward Tehran while ignoring crucial threats. Here's what people are saying online. Noah Landau, a journalist, posted just minutes ago that finding an Israeli politician willing to support a diplomatic compromise is increasingly difficult. Adam Louis Klein, a left-wing Jewish activist, shared an essay emphasizing that anti-Zionism has historically justified violence against Jews and urged the Democratic Party to condemn it. Tom Cotton, through Jake Sherman's retweet, voiced concerns on Fox News about the U.S.-Iran deal, specifically Iran's access to frozen funds and the impact on oil exports. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Netanyahu's efforts against the U.S.-Iran agreement, Walla reports that the Israeli Prime Minister views the deal as a threat to regional stability. Netanyahu's actions could complicate relations between the U.S. and Israel, especially if the deal proceeds without changes. Turning to the UANI's stance, the policy group praised military gains but criticized the agreement for lacking enforcement. They fear this could embolden Iran rather than contain it. This critique highlights the challenges facing diplomatic solutions in the region. Meanwhile, Ynet covers Israel's response to Vance's criticism. The government remains cautious, seeking to avoid further conflict with Trump. Public comments from officials like Ben-Gvir indicate internal pressures on Israel's diplomatic approach. Axios provides more context with Vance's comments urging Israel not to oppose Trump on the Iran deal. This highlights growing tensions within Israel's political landscape, as aligning with Trump remains crucial for some factions. Lastly, the Australian Jewish News warns that the U.S.-Iran deal might benefit Tehran without addressing key threats. This view underscores the ongoing debate over how best to handle Iran's influence in the region. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports that Israeli investors see strong potential in SpaceX's IPO, attracted by Starlink's profitability and Starship's future growth. Separately, Globes notes Wall Street's recent struggles have weakened the shekel, reversing its recent gains. And finally, from Times of Israel Tech, Pagaya's CTO remarks that ChatGPT has positively changed perceptions of AI, boosting openness to adopting new technologies. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 1 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.